Welcome back to Catonsville. We are at State Fair in the 21228. We're on Frederick Road. We're doing all this today with our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I'm giving out 10 times the cash tickets. Bill Cole's here. Kirby Fowler's here from the Maryland Zoo. We're going to be having them on a little later on. I had a reunion of my Eastwood Orioles of 1978 Little League team. John Rollo came by, and then Mark Karolkowski walked in. Pretended that he wasn't listening to the show, but he was listening to the show. I'm going to fix all my microphones here, make sure everybody's good. Folks have reached to me all week. So part of this whole Cup of Super Bowl deal is I wanted to have 100 different charities, 100 different community stories. I'm in the 60s right now, although we added one when Mark Karolkowski showed up. And folks have reached back to me, and I've missed some emails along the way. It's some latecomers. PJ Schaefer reached out, hey, dude, we want to come on Thursday. Can you fit us in? And I'm like, sure, I can fit you in. So we make room for everybody. I was unfamiliar with itinerants, but I am familiar with PJ Schaefer, who is a Facebook sort of friend, and Donald Kropfelter, who's also somebody I don't know how you guys know of me, but you know of each other, and you're in this together, and you're doing things for autism, so I certainly want to promote it. Donna, welcome to you, as well as you, PJ. PJ, start the party, man. You set this thing up. You said, I got a story to tell you, Ness. Let's go.
Well, I got lots of stories to tell you, but first of all, I've been a listener for, God, since you've been on the radio.
You're the one.
From day one, right. I'm the one from day one. And I heard you were doing this, and
day one, what's day one for you? I know what day one was for me. What's day one for you?
25 years ago.
32
years ago.
If you were listening that summer, I broadcasted from the shed out on Timonium Road.
I've been to the shed out on Timonium Road.
WITH, back at Five Light Street. I mean, it's been a minute.
It has been a minute. So I've been listening for you since you've been WNSD.
Well, thank you. That's 25.
And huge fan. Heard you were doing the thing for charities and wanted to reach out because I support a lot of Baltimore local charities, but the one that's nearest to my heart is called Itinerus. I am currently their board chairman, and what Itinerus does is it provides services to adults on the autism spectrum. So we do sort of a spectrum of things for adults on the spectrum. We go
Adults?
Only adults.
Okay, I got
21
you. Okay.
And up. So there's some 18 and up. But basically, Itinerus' story is it was started by 9 families, all who had adults on the autism spectrum or young adults who were about to be adults.
And local.
Local, all
got
local.
All right.
TV Hill, headquartered on TV Hill, 2050 Rock Rose Avenue, right next to all the TV stations.
How many years ago was this?
2006 is it was started.
All right,
started.
So we're 18 into this. All right.
Yep.
Same year I did Free the Bird, so it's commemorative.
Exactly. So these 9 families had kids who were getting ready to get out of high school, and the autism community sort of, you get services as a kid because the school system's required by law to provide services till you're either 18 if you're graduating from high school or 21 if you are allowed to remain in high school if you don't actually graduate. But at 21, you sort of fall off that cliff. There are no more guaranteed services. So these families got together and like, well, what are we going to do? So we created Itinerus, which is an organization
out of a need
because right, there really weren't services there for adults, and it provides training, job skills, vocational and pre-vocational training. So one of the things that they do is help adults on the spectrum with language, with social skills, with any of the skills that you would need to be able to hold a job. It has a day pro. It was started first and foremost as a day program where adults come in and they work on those skills. And part of the program is a lot of the adults on the spectrum have arts and creative things. So we have the Drew Putzel Creative Arts Program, and some of the adults make business, make greetings cards, and they sell them as part of their micro businesses. So, in any way that Itinerus can support adults to be creative, live their best life, and again, try to have that journey where they can go ahead and do whatever they can
be functioning
right, in the community, in the job workforce. So some of what, again, Itinerus is doing is just getting people familiar with being out in the community, whether it's learning to you know, transact money at the grocery store, whether it's just going to the post office or going to a restaurant like this and be able to order off of a menu. So it's building those skills to allow adults to have their, you know, live their best life.
Donald Kropfeld is also here, Senior Development Director. Come a little bit toward me so I get you in the camera here.
Oh, absolutely.
I want to make sure you're on a set. Back up a half a step, move over. Here we go. How are you? I know your name. I know you from my Facebook and like that. It's Baltimore, man.
We've connected in some way, shape, or form.
I feel like I've seen you before, too.
I see you have the Be More Than Pink credentials
from
Kim Schmalowicz.
Well, they told me that you worked at Komen, so that's probably where I know you from back in the day. They felt bad. Bill, they felt bad that I didn't have a press pass, and they made one for me. Isn't that nice, Susan G. Komen people?
Kudos to Kim.
I said it was more like Three Stooges. Say pull. Press, pull. Yeah, so Bill Cole's going to be here. But thank you, and how long have you been with Itinerants?
I'm probably the newest staff member. I'm a little over a month.
How long were you, Susan G. Komen?
I was there 5 years.
Okay.
I was hired as their giving director. Before that, I ran the David Kropfelder Melanoma Foundation, which is near and dear to my heart. That's a local Catonsville.
You know what?
Gentleman
I'm trying
from
to
Mount
get
St.
to 100
Joe.
Charities yep. this week. If each of you do two every day, I'll get to 100.
We covered it.
Talk to me about that because I want to sneak another charity in here.
Well, unfortunately, I had to let go of that when I joined Komen. It was a sort of a conflict of interest. It still lives in our hearts, but it was the David Kropfelder Melanoma for Education and Research.
You lost a loved one.
A mouthful, and yes, we did.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
Melanoma, it's more serious than people think it is.
Correct.
I always know, you hear it, and you think, oh, a little skink. No.
Just had my little run-in again.
You doing okay?
See the dermatologist,
you're
absolutely.
Doing all right?
Wear the SPF 50. 50's good.
Well,
that's
listen,
a good number.
Okay, so you've done skin cancer, you've done women's breast cancer, now you're in an autism space. We all change careers. I used to be a sports reporter. They used to let me do this from the Super Bowl. It was a big gig for 30. I faked it, you know, it wasn't real radio, right? So we change careers and things change. I mean, I'm here talking about charities today. Because it's what's in my heart to do.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And with the food banks, I love learning about this stuff because I mean, honest to God, sometimes I wonder whether if I were tested, if I have some spectrum thing going on with me, just in a very, very general sense. I'm a pretty directed cat, PJ, you know what I'm saying? And I think there's all, what I've learned as I've gotten older, I have a friend who was adult diagnosed, and I'm telling you, she was in her 40s and diagnosed with a form of autism, and it sort of is everywhere in our society during the course of my lifetime. It's grown and grown and grown. And the more it's grown, the further away we've gotten from Rain Man, and that's
sure.
is autism. That's a form, but like what I've learned about this is that there are lots of functioning people with just something is a little different for them, or they see things a little differently or perceive things a little bit differently, and I don't want to throw it all into a basket. I don't know if I'm on the spectrum, but from adult testing and from what we used to identify is that's a little screwed up to no, that's a form of autism, right?
Yeah, literally. So back in the day, it used to be 1 in 10,000. Like when my son was first diagnosed 18 years ago.
What was his diagnosis then and what is it now? Is it the same or is
Our first diagnosis was really what we call a non-diagnosis, where the developmental pediatrician said he may or may not have some characteristics that put him on the autism spectrum. And my wife and I looked at her and like, what do we do with that? And that sort of led us down a journey. And you say you want to talk about charities. Like my wife and I dove into the autism community feet first.
Well, PJ Smith is famously involved.
Sure,
you know, I mean,
sure.
As a person who's done it all of his life.
He started Pathfinders for Autism. My wife sits on their board as well. The great organization, Pathfinders, they are providing services, like sort of referral services. If you need a dentist that's friendly to the autism community, or if you just don't know where to go.
I have a friend whose kid has autism, and they play hockey.
Yep.
Big hockey program for
Baltimore
autism.
Saints is a huge, great organization. Absolutely,
see?
Absolutely.
I've been here a while. I don't know everything, but
you're not faking everything. You're not faking it all. Yeah.
And quite honestly, I've been involved, I think, with all the Baltimore-based autism groups. I've previously been on the board of Autism Speaks for the Baltimore, D.C. metro area. Spent a lot of years going to the support group that's run by the Baltimore chapter of the Autism Society. They're doing good work. If you, you know, if you have a newly diagnosed person and you're looking for resources, Autism Speaks or the Baltimore chapter of the Autism Society has support groups at Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital. You know, again, I think now they've gone online, but again, there are a lot of great organizations providing a lot of support. Unfortunately, there's a lot of need because, again, like I said, when it used to be 1 in 10,000, I think the most recent number that the state's putting out is 1 in 36 people is some way, shape, or form diagnosed on the autism spectrum these days. And again, it is a spectrum. So, like you say, you know, we all grew up watching Rain Man, and it was a very debilitating disease. And look, in the other end of the spectrum, we call them engineers. You know, it's people who don't necessarily have great social skills.
I like to think if I do, it's caught up in brilliance in some way. You know, we all like to think.
And again, there are people with autism have some great abilities, and generally they have weaknesses in language and they have weaknesses in social skills. But that doesn't mean that they don't have intelligence. It doesn't mean they don't have the ability to function. It doesn't mean they don't have the ability to have relationships and have emotional and feelings. You know, again, I've watched my son grow up for the last...
How's your boy?
He's doing really well.
How old is he?
He's 21 now.
All right, so we're there.
So, yeah, we're there. And while he is not an itinerous client, my wife and I are sort of doing the things that itinerous would do sort of on our own. And that's a whole nother story because my wife and I started a school called the Schaefer Center, which provides services to kids on the spectrum. But because we have that ability to provide resources for our own son, you know, again, we...
Changed your life, right?
Absolutely. Well, changed my life.
It redirected your life in the way my wife's cancer. It's sort of like, oh, all right, I'm not going to fight with this crazy owner.
In
I
so
want to
many
do
ways.
Good things. There's something else I want to do. And there was a calling for you didn't even know you had, right?
Well, look, I switched careers. I was practicing law. I was at a local law firm. And when my son got diagnosed, my wife was running her family medical practice business, and I went and switched from you know, practicing law every day here in Baltimore to joining my mother's financial planning business, which allowed me to have the flexibility to run my son to Kennedy Krieger and speech therapy and all the different therapies he was getting
at
the time.
I hear you know Leonard Raskin. There's a rumor.
There is a rumor.
Let me tell you about Leonard right now, because
sure.
We're here... And I had a steak and eggs for breakfast. Leonard's slumming, man. He's out in Wailea right now. 30th anniversary. I mean, he's looking at sea turtles. He's probably putting on SPF 50, sunning himself, you know. I just keep thinking he's drinking Mai Tais and eating poi is what I think he's doing right now. But he did leave behind the Raskin Global a crab mallet, which I stole. By the way, that opens the beer, right? That cracks the crab.
That's brilliant.
Right?
That's brilliant.
That's a twofer right there.
That is brilliant.
And you've been knowing him for 35 years or something.
Yeah,
right?
I've known him. He would say, I've known you since you were this big. Because he started in the industry at Maryland Financial Group, sharing an office with my mother. So he goes, you know, he goes back, again, it was 1988 that he started at Maryland Financial Group with my mom. And so when my son was diagnosed on the spectrum, I joined my mother's financial planning group. Leonard and my mom had gone separate ways and each started their own businesses. But yeah, if he's listening, he probably just fell off his beach chair.
Well, if I take a picture and send it to him right
here,
now. He's just getting to the beach right now. It's like 8:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah, because
you know,
with the time change.
Well, I try to send him to this little place that I like that has really good sandwiches. So I hope he's there this morning. I kept saying, you know, go over there and get a little of that. Right. And fill your cooler up with some Maui brew. You know, do it right, you know? So I hope he's doing well. You're here
I hope
with
he's
me
doing
then.
Well, too. And again, he probably fell off his beach chair if he heard the name Linda Schaefer, because he probably hasn't thought of that name in 25 years.
Well, I'll throw him a note.
Please
later
do.
In the day.
Please do.
Let him wake up first.
We'll let him wake
you
up.
You wear your Orioles stuff here, man. You guys are both Baltimore guys. That's the beauty here. How long have you all known each other?
So,
a couple
weeks, yeah.
Oh, really? So
yeah,
I've known both of you longer than you've known each other.
Exactly. We're just sort of getting to know each other.
We are connecting, though.
Yes.
We're finding the common thread.
We
grape juice.
Yes. Donald's a new ad to Itinerist and a great ad, and we're happy to have him on board.
Stuff you're promoting here. What are you doing?
So a couple things.
Now, when I do radio, Real Radio Row, you'd be handled by some really unpleasant person that would throw these papers at me, and they'd be all over here, and I'd have to read from the paper. So here, let me read this. Hold on, let me read it.
Our big fundraiser. Okay.
I'm cordially invited. Hot night for autism, it says here. Itinerants and Beyond, leading the journey for the autism community. Exciting entertainment, I guess I'm there. Interactive activities, photo booth, brief program, delicious food from Rouge Viking. I've had their food. It's delicious. June 22nd, 7 to 11. Orioles will be first place by then, right?
Oh, sure, I hope so.
It's going to be at 2050 Rock Rose Avenue. Tickets are $200 each. You can find out more at itinerants.schoolauction.net. Hot night. What are we going to do on the hot night besides eat well and drink well?
Well, we're going to raise a lot of money for autism and Itinerus. That's our big fundraising event of the year. The hot night for autism, again, June 22nd. We're always looking for partners. We're always looking for businesses as sponsors. But ideally, again, one of the great things, because Itinerus is providing vocational services for adults on the spectrum, so we're always looking for businesses not just to open up their wallet, but we're looking for them to open up their doors. Because we have adults who are looking for jobs. And so if we need employer partners, people who are looking for somebody who will come in and work for them and may be willing to have a person with a disability who has a job coach who will help them do the job. And so we're looking for Baltimore businesses who are, again, looking for people, good people, and we will help place those people into the job. So if, again, if a company doesn't want to just open up their wallet and say, all right, we're going to give us a call nonetheless, because we're looking for business partners that we can place our clients into their business to work
for. What kind of jobs are we talking about?
It is busing tables here
at State Fair.
That's possible. I was just going to give a shout out to Michelle's Granola, just in the short time frame.
Tasty.
Absolutely. I don't think they're serving granola here, so I didn't want to, you know, overstep the State Fair. But yeah, I mean, that's a perfect example. It can be someone, you know, small as Michelle's Granola. I've seen Becton Dickinson. I've heard W.R. Grace just in the short time frame.
These are local businesses that are stepping up, huh?
Absolutely. There's a myriad of things, you know, that
are
available.
Give me a success story, PJ, on a job placement.
Well,
you got somebody out there working right now somewhere.
We've got lots of people out there working, and you asked what types of things. It really is a variety. So we have you know, one adult on the spectrum who likes to fold. So they're folding towels at a local
they
gym.
They come to my house.
Right?
I'm a terrible folder.
So we have, you know, we have retail partners who need things restocked or hung on hangers. We have clients doing that. We have clients who have, you know, a business replacing vending machine items, filling vending machines. So there are all sorts of, you know, if you have a job, we can probably find a client for you. And the whole point of what Itinerus is doing is really they're getting finding the clients with the job that fits them best, because you don't want just, you know, any you don't want to say, hey, everybody who's got a disability is going to be cleaning the floors, or, you know, you got to find the right job for the right person.
What's your boy like? Where would he fall in this?
So my boy honestly he loves three things. He loves movies. He, you know, if there was a way to do movie trivia and be the host for movie trivia, he'd love to do that. He also loves building Legos. If there was a job where you could build the Lego sets, like maybe Lego store.
So if there's a job that's like building Legos.
If there's a job, right, because he likes following instructions. The other thing he loves to do is to bake. So, again, it's sort of like the same thing. The Lego set is building up the pieces and coming up with the end product. Baking, you put the ingredients together, you come up, you end up with a cookie. So it's following instructions to come up with something that either is fun
this
to eat,
just
fun
really
to play
understanding
with.
Understanding autism is what I'm trying
exactly.
to do.
Exactly. If you have a set of simple instructions.
And nobody understands autism, right? That, in the real world, it's what you're trying to do.
Exactly.
Take idiots like me and say, no, it's not like that. It's not like Rain Man. It's like this.
Yep.
At least it's like this for my boy.
Right? And that's, and again, one of the great people in the autism community always says, if you've met one person with autism, you've met one person with autism. Because they're all different. And quite honestly, It is a spectrum. I mean, it is a spectrum disorder. So some people have language issues. Some people have social issues. Some people have more sensory issues. So
I met a young man who's your son's age now, out in Phoenix, and was through an NFL contact that clearly, I'm not keeping that relationship as much anymore. But this person had, I met him at an owner's meeting, and it was out in Arizona. It was a young man. He's probably 12 or 13 years old, and he met me, and we met for 10 minutes, and I was nice to him, you know what I mean, at a party with billionaire football owners and whatever. No, you know, like, I met him, and I talked to him, and he talked back, and I talked, and we talked a little bit, and we said goodbye, and a year later, his father came to me, and he said, I got to talk to him. Like, he said, listen, it's not weird, my son's autistic. He's really obsessed with you. Like, he knows everything about you. He went home, and he learned everything about you. So when you meet him this year, and you got a little, I think he'd hit puberty then. So, you know, like, he went from like 12, 13 to 14, 15. And this is got to be 8 years ago, 9 years ago now, 7, 8 years ago. So he must be in his early, a little older than your boy. And the next year I saw him and we talked, and I've seen him 3 or 4 times in my life. And every time I see him, he knows everything about me. He knows my birthday. He knows my son's name. He knows my wife's name. He knows he recites my history to me, and I'm like, that's incredible.
Yeah,
I mean, like, it moves me to tears because I'm like, oh my, like, it's such a blessing that whatever I did that sparked
connected
him, you know. But his father was like, no, you don't understand. Like, I really, it's not like this with any, like, I don't know why you, but you. And I'm like, I got you, bring him over here, let's hang out, you know, I'll hang out with him for
that's
a while.
Cool.
So I don't know where he is. This is two cries today.
It's
two halves makes a one. I'm at 1.5. But like, so I've had this connection with this young man with autism 3,000 miles away that every time his father would reach to me, he's like, Will's talking about you. Can you talk to him tonight?
That's awesome.
Sure.
That's awesome.
Like, yeah.
Right.
You know, like, literally.
Yep.
Well,
I didn't
think
about that till you're sitting. It took me 18 minutes in here to think, like, I have a moment in that way, and I didn't understand it. I don't need to understand. It's sort of like a weird little miracle. It's in a way, right?
So it's absolutely
it's a weird
thank
miracle.
You. Well, good for you for making that connection, because not everybody sort of has that. Connection or that personality.
I mean, you guys are fans of mine, but this kid was crazy.
Well, and again, look, my son is in some of the same ways. Like, anybody he meets, he figures out what their birthday is, he remembers it. And, you know, we go through every day, and today's so-and-so's birthday.
No, this wasn't a birthday. This was listening to the show every day and knowing
what
I said.
No, and absolutely. But people on the autism spectrum, for whatever reason, again, they will a lot of times do that, dive into a topic or a person and really just, again, get to know that very well. And again, you go back to Rain Man and counting cards and the numbers, and some of that stuff is true, because again, while for whatever reason their brains are wired differently, where we can have the emotional connection, they sort of more focus on names, numbers, memorization. I mean,
I'm going to have Fred Grau's boy Danny here tomorrow. Danny's must be autistic. I mean, Danny's doing Special Olympics, and Danny's very functioning, and he's going to be here on the show tomorrow with us. So, and Danny loves me too, but he gives me a hard time. That's his gig is give me a hard time.
Okay.
He's
okay.
A well, Raven guy, you know. I mean, we're old school. He's an OG. He's one of my guys. You know what I mean? So, but Danny rides horses for Special Olympics, so we're going to be, he's going to be joining us tomorrow up at Pappas. So when I think of, I will ask if I'm 92% sure that he's on the spectrum in that way, and that's what, because he's perfectly functioning, you know. He's not, but a little different on the spectrum.
And again, not everybody is perfectly functioning. I don't think my son could hold a job, but, you know, he still lives a meaningful life.
Sure.
Does he like the Ravens? He does. He roots for the Ravens. He doesn't
understand.
Watch them so
sure,
much.
Right, okay.
But he, you know, when if I'm watching the Ravens game, he'll walk in and he'll look at who are they playing, and then he'll say, go Ravens. And, you know, again, he's
prefer a movie.
He'd absolutely prefer a movie, but yeah, absolutely. He knows that the Chiefs are playing. He knows that they're playing the San Francisco. He knew enough to say, hey, listen, we're disappointed. The Ravens aren't there. You know, that's why I'm here with you today and not tomorrow at Pappas, is because I was supposed to be driving up to Philadelphia to pick my daughter up and hop on a flight out to Vegas tomorrow.
By the way, let me fix this for you, because I've been checking the weather out. Yep. We don't want to be there.
Yeah.
We're good here. Yep. You know, we'll do that another time. You know what I mean? It's kind of like when New York's too cold. We'll just go to New York a different time. Vegas, right? It's 47 degrees here today. Okay. Yeah, going to 40. It was 38 degrees here this morning.
Right.
You know, 52 on game day. There's nothing in Vegas for you. Don't worry about
nothing.
It. We'll do that again.
Nothing.
Well, I'm sorry about that. Tell folks how they can find you and get involved. And I'm really appreciative that you hit me 2 days ago, made yourself come over here, because you made me cry, which is important. So.
My pleasure. The best way to get to Itinerous is itinerous.org, our website.
Perfect. So local, right?
TV Hill. Yep.
And how about a shameless plug? The zoo's right over here.
Maryland Zoo. Yeah, it's Kirby.
We are
right
partnering
there
with the zoo on April 6th. You can find all this information on our
website. Does Kirby know this?
I don't know
we'll make it promote.
I am so new, but I would like to say thank you to Kirby.
Kirby, you're doing something for autism on the 6th of April. Yeah,
how about that?
Yeah, yeah.
I love to see the folks out here making.
He knows what's going on.
So thank you all. I appreciate it.
Listen,
these are great partnerships that we're working on. This is part of what I do.
There is not a marsupial or an animal over there eating a grain of anything that Kirby doesn't know about, right?
Now I know.
That's great. Well, Nestor, thank you for having us.
Thank you for
promoting Itinerous Baltimore.
All right, I want to meet your boy at some point. Man.
We'd love to set that up, and we're trying to help adults on the autism in the Baltimore community.
If he likes me, tell him don't. You know,
okay.
I'm not worth all that.
Well, if you like cookies, you know, and you tell him you like his cookies, then you'll have a friend for life.
I love cookies, man.
Okay, well,
I thought about this morning? This morning I woke up. I woke 3 a.m. My back's killing me, and I'm doing all this charity stuff and doing this marathon thing. And I had one cookie, and I'm free plug for the Woodley Bakery because I love their chocolate chip cookies because they taste just like my next door neighbor made them. It's just my cookie. And I brought it home, and I had 6 of them in the bag. I'm on my last cookie today. So I got to get some more, get a different dessert for the weekend. I make my coffee. I cleaned everything up for my wife before she got up. You know, I had the whole. And I brought the cookie out, and I put it down, and I took one bite of it, and it crumbled all over the place. And I thought, well, isn't that a metaphor for life? You know, I love cookies, but they crumble.
Yeah, they do.
You know?
They do.
So I'm just thinking, like, you know, even the best things in life make a mess, you know? And sometimes you have to clean. So I had to clean up the mess after cooking. I thought, oh, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
So I'll have cookies with your boy. Which
sounds
name?
Good. Hayden.
Hayden. All right. Well, that'd be easy to remember.
Yep.
Cool. Thank you. Appreciate
it. No, thank you. Thank you for promoting.
Donald Kronfelder joining us here. They did not give me the Susan G. Komen press pass, but they did give me cards. Itineris Baltimore.org. I am Nestor. We are here at State Fair. We're collecting canned goods for the Maryland Food Bank. Carmen Del Guetcio made me cry twice before 9 a.m. We're going to be here until 5 today. We're going to be at Pappas in Cockeysville on Friday. Lots and lots of great guests there. Bill Cole's coming up soon. We're going to talk Maryland Zoo and a lot of important stuff going on around here. We're going to talk about El Guapo and Beaumont and our friends over here at State Fair. All of it brought to you by our friends at Maryland. I didn't Oprah you guys. You get a ticket. You guys didn't even get your lottery tickets. We're doing
Thank
this
you.
10 times the cash from the Maryland Lottery. Our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. I'm getting my doors this year. I have my fun floppy hat on. I'm going to do that. And Jiffy Lube Multicare. I had breakfast here. I'm going to have lunch here, but I'm going to have dinner at home, and I'm going to have lunch and dinner tomorrow at Pappas in Cockeysville. Bring me canned goods. You get a free cup of soup or bowl. I know, it's clever. Stay with us.